All right, I am delighted to introduce my friend Sandra, who has also added a couple of extra decorations to the stage for the afternoon to remind us of some of the other organizations. This is a community, a real community effort. And as we know, especially here in Europe, there's been a load of efforts to talk to different organizations. So excited to hear Sandra's talk. Thank you.
Hi. It's a great pleasure of mine to speak here today at FOSDEM. I see familiar faces and I see new ones, and welcome everybody. So, yeah, I'm especially delighted to be here because I will speak about political things, and I hope that's all right for you, and I think it's necessary. So it will be about, I will speak about the social web and digital sovereignty, as you have heard before today. And I would like to speak about why and how I, but also built with others, social advocacy networks in and for Europe. And I think that's necessary. So, hi, I'm Sandra. I live in Berlin and Vienna. By education, I'm a comparative working scientist, but I also worked in the policy field. So that's like my glasses. I look to the Fediverse. But what is really important to me is the 15 years I worked together with others to advocate for digital rights and open technologies. So why do I do this? Well, because I care. And it brings me joy. It brings me joy to build, together with other people, meaningful structures. Thanks. So, yeah, I hope that's visible. And building meaningful events, I would like to speak about Berlin Fedi Day, which actually by now is a whole weekend. Our journey starts there. It's by now, as far as I know, the biggest real-life event on the Fediverse. If you have missed it, unfortunately, you will be able to rewatch all of our talks on our FairTube account of Digital Society, Digitale Gesellschaft in German. And if you missed the opportunity to take Fedi drinks, for example, you could have drunk in a Mastodon, a Friendica, a PeerTube, an Owncast, or a Miski. So, please take out all your calendars. If you want to join us this year, it's the 11th to 13th of September in Berlin. So September 11th to 13th. Would love to have you all there if possible. So one goal for Fedi Day was actually to get the political debate going on, and we can do that with talks like today and elsewhere. And the idea is, the idea of many of those talks there was that we need to state that public digital infrastructure is already there and we need to make more usage out of it. Sorry, I slept way too less last night. So with nearly no budget, 8 months of hard work, and a bunch of voluntary people working very hard for this, I think we made a difference. So a lot of folks from Berlin are watching us at the live stream, so it would be nice if you can give them a warm applause for all of their work. So already before Fedi Day, there was the so-called European Summit on Digital Sovereignty announced. And that took place on the 18th of November last year in Berlin. And as you can see from the announced program, unfortunately, the concept of digital sovereignty is very narrowly focused, and social networks were not even a topic, nothing there. So when I saw this, I was a little bit... I thought, what can we do about it to bring our political demands and our concept and like our broadening concept of digital sovereignty, what can we do to bring it to the table and to let decision makers know what exists already, right? So that was the reason why I tried to found this Open Networks Alliance I want to speak about. So, because what we see right now, probably you have heard of it, what happens now in this debate about digital sovereignty, that national member states of the European Union all come up with their national stacks. So we have a German stack, the Frenchies are doing the same thing. And also we have a debate about different ideas about so-called Eurostacks. I think it's a mistake to copy the same structural difficulties, but just make them European and then call that digital sovereignty. I think that's way too narrow, and that's not a successful concept to challenge and to find solutions, long-term solutions for challenges that we need to address. Yeah. So instead, what I think, and what's in the spirit of the Alliance as well, are those three points I would like to make that transport our values, I think, more. So just make it European is not enough. Definitely not. That doesn't make sense. And if they buy stuff, they need to make sure it's at least open as well, just to have national stacks. That brings us way back 150 years ago. We had that. Wasn't working. We shouldn't do that again. The second thing is, if public money is to be spent, and some of you will notice already, then public digital infrastructure, such as open social networks, of course, must be funded as well. How is like the idea even thinkable that they put public money and spend it into European private companies? That's like, yeah, not a very well thought, I think. And then the third point is open social networks, of course, should be a key part of achieving real digital sovereignty, right? Where shall we have our political debates? Where shall people get informed about who they want to elect or not? That needs to be happening in open social networks. Yeah, so please check out Hannah's blog post about social sovereignty. Yes. So, yeah. This is my slide where I would like to show to politicians and decision makers to make them aware that actually we have a stack of our own which is open and which is commons orientated, right? We have different hardwares, we have operating systems that are all open and that bring benefit to all of us. And of course, interoperable social networks are a part of this, right? Yeah. So coming back to our alliance, so after Berlin FEDI Day, I got together some friends of other organizations working on this topic as well. And 3 weeks later, we came up with a policy paper. It's three pages where we explain in detail our four demands and say exactly what needs to be changed in the law and why. So to make it very easy to take it. I do have to say, like, our long paper is translated in German, French, and English, but like, if we would have more time, it would be my goal to come up with demands more specific to the French case as well and for the European Union level, but we just didn't have enough time. So that's the reason why those demands are most of them directed to the German case. Yeah, but you can see we have four demands, two of them are directly connected to the Fediverse, and yeah. Please check out the web page because I don't have that much time right now to explain it in detail. But in order to be professional, right, what do? You present a press conference where people can take and we explain what our demands are. We did that, you can rewatch that video, and we have a lot of European subtitles, so you can watch it in your own native language if you want to. And then we were very lucky to have press coverage as well. This one is from Netzpolitik.org, the German-speaking people will notice, and they covered our demands in a very detailed way, which I'm very proud of as well. So yeah, and then the day of the summit came, right? And it may seem not as a big thing, but for me it was a big success to get representatives there, because like there were 1,000 people, and the battle, so to say, to get an official invitation was a tough one. So just to be there was already a success. Yeah. So you can see Felix from Macedon, Lily from Wikimedia Germany, Bianca doing great work for Innovationsverband Öffentliche Gesundheit, and that's me. As you would have guessed from the program, our topics were not present. We tried to speak with a lot politicians and different stakeholders in the halls as well. I wrote a whole blog post about how we see that event, but like the too long didn't version is it was a missed opportunity to shape true digital sovereignty. So that only means we need to push harder and get working still going on. Sorry. So yeah, so by now 30 different organizations support our demands and our concept. And especially in this year, it's very relevant to push further, because just to mention two political topics coming up this year. So in this year, the European Parliament will discuss or are already debating the so-called multi-annual financial framework. That's more or less the budget of the European Union. And needs to be finalized beginning 2027. So this year we need to push hard and to be loud, because otherwise if we don't get the money now, we won't get any money in the next 4 years. That's the one thing. And the other thing is that in spring, the DMA, so the Digital Markets Act, will be reviewed for the first time. And it's a big chance to get interoperability more spread out, and especially for social networks, and that's a very important fight where I would we need all of you to be loud for that one. Yeah, thanks. So, I speak too quick. As a proof of concept and as an invitation to you all, we have a panel coming up tomorrow in a different room where we will be speaking with Alexandra Gese. She's a member of European Parliament for the Green Party. We will be speaking about the Digital Service Act and the Fediverse. Jordan from Open Source Initiative is hosting that panel and will moderate us. It's a little bit proof of concept for me that if we find structures and if we get together and if we can commit to political demands that are interrelated and so therefore make a bigger difference, we are approachable to politicians, we are approachable for public and non-public events where we can then repeat and repeat and repeat our demands, and that's what's needed. Yeah, so I come to the end of my talk. Whatever your skill is, whatever your level of expertise is, please bring it in this year. We need more shoulders in our community. And if you have the time and if you have the financial resources, please join us in this effort. Thanks. Let us work together on projects. Let us build a little part of the world we all want to live in. And with that, I wish us all a very happy FOSDEM weekend. Let's create some memories and make us a difference in this world.
What a great message. I love that. We need more shoulders. I think that's exactly right. We need to work together on this. So thank you. We have time for a couple of questions, if that's okay, Sandra. I thought I saw a hand going up. No. Oh, yes, over there. Let me come around. Sorry. Do-do. Excuse me.
Let me say, in the meantime, I have some Berlin Fede Day stickers, which I will put down there as well, if you want to grab some.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for doing this, and I really appreciate you saying that we need to change and we need to...
Sorry, I can't hear you very...
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just saying great presentation, and thank you for saying everything you said. I just want to understand, as you said, we need more shoulders, right? How can we contribute, like, in a meaningful way, as developers or in general?
Yeah. Like, if you really have time and focus, if you're connected to other organizations, I'm really looking forward to connections to all member states, because I think, like, we need to get our networks more close. EDRI is part of us, but if you are connected to organizations in France, for example, or in Poland, or more Central and Eastern European countries, please let us speak or put them forward to us. On an individual level, both organization and individual level, please read the policy paper. You can share our share picks and get in contact if possible. There are advocacy lobbying rules register-wise. If you are allowed to write to a politician or not, like there's some bureaucratic things. But like, speak as often as possible to your political representatives and say, we need money, we want support. There are already existing open social networks. We don't need to build them. They're already there, and please make use of them and make sure that interoperable social networks can do their magic, right? That will be possibilities for supporting us. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Sandra.